Let us read the words of the Psalm 57 to the chief musician Al-Taskith, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves, Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. 100 years ago, young men from Great Britain and Ireland were engaged in a war that has since become known as the Great War. Their loved ones at home were little aware then of the horror that faced their sons, their brothers, and in some cases their lovers at the Western Front. None of us can for 1 minute comprehend the mud, the blood, the carnage, the suffering that those young men experienced in conditions that were beyond atrocious. Those 4 desperate and cruel years that witnessed the loss of over 800,000 young servicemen, however, stirred within the soul a gift for poetry. World War I generated a generation of poets, the war poets as they have become known. One such poem was the very reason why the war dead are remembered across the world with the simple poppy. When Canadian military doctor John McCrae witnessed the poppies growing over the grave of a close friend who died in combat, he was inspired with the words in Flanders Fields. And these are just a couple of verses of that particular poem. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow between the crosses row and row that mark our place. And in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset low, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. For many, many people who lost loved ones during World War I, and even for those who today have gone to visit the war graves in Europe, these words are poignant and they're moving. Other poets, however, wrote with greater fervour about the horror and suffering of the war. The most famous poet in this regard was British military officer Wilfred Owen. As well as fighting bravely for his country and eventually dying for his country, Owen believed it was his job to tell the world about the war and its impact upon the young men who fought and died. His most famous poem, I suppose, is Anthem for Doomed Youth. These are just some of the lines. What passing bells for these who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns. No prayers, nor bells, nor any voice of mourning save the choirs, the shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells. Words that paint the true horror of the war. In our psalm for today, David is exercised with his gift of poetry as a consequence of suffering and pain. We are given the circumstances. We are told that this poem was written when he fled from Saul into a cave. This psalm was written when David was apprehensive, when he was afraid, when he was aware, deeply aware of the deep danger he was in. In the verse 4 he said, "My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." As David wrote his psalm, however, his purpose was not to speak of the dreadful situation he was in, but to express his faith in his God. It was not so much the difficulty of the situation that prompted him, but the peace that he discovered through the difficulty, peace that was in God. The irony was, however, that he would not have experienced the depths of peace if he was not allowed to travel through this time of difficulty and hardship. I say this because the psalm begins with a wonderful expression of faith and confidence confidence in God. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. He may have been in a cave, hiding from the marauding armies of Saul, yet ultimately he was hiding in God. That was a better refuge. Perhaps this is what inspired the hymn writer to pen those beautiful words, O safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I am hiding in thee. But what does it mean to hide in God? Well, David referred to this place of refuge as being under the very wings of God. To some, this is a reference to the cherubim, whose wings covered the mercy seat of the Ark of Covenant. And of course, the cherubim were fashioned out of gold, and they looked down upon the Ark of the Covenant, and their wings overshadowed the Ark. The Ark represented the glory of God. Only the high priest saw the Ark once a year. Yet here in the Psalm 57 and in other places, the psalmist felt himself to be hidden in this secret holy place where he was kept secure and safe. To others, the wings are not the wings of the cherubim, but the wings of God himself. We know God as a spirit has no wings. Yet the metaphor leads us to consider the mother bird spreading her wings over her chickens to keep them warm and safe. The picture is one of protection and parental care. To be a Christian is to be hidden under the wings of God. You can only enjoy this place, dear listener, when you trust Christ by faith. In the verse 7, we read, My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. David's heart was not fixed upon his difficult circumstances. His heart was fixed on God, and therefore he had peace. To return to the cherubim overshadowing the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant. The high priest, as I have said, only saw the mercy seat once a year. He only saw those cherubim once a year. But when he approached, he came with blood. He sprinkled the mercy seat with the blood, and therefore he was accepted into God's presence. And his acceptance guaranteed the acceptance of Israel. We enjoy peace under God's wings because of our great high priest, Jesus Christ, who didn't just sprinkle the blood, he shed his blood for us. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. We began by thinking of young men who went to war, but Christ, he laid down his life for us that we might be saved, and we can have peace only through him. In this psalm, David repeatedly speaks of the mercy of God. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. He was deeply aware of God's mercy. In the verse 10, he said, For thy mercy is great unto the heavens. He was at peace under the shadow of God, yet it was a place he did not deserve to be in. His troubles were not as great as he deserved, and the help he got from God, he had no right to it. He was overawed by the goodness of God. Here is an argument for Christianity. You can face the greatest of trials, yet at the same time you can be filled with a sense of gratitude. You can know God's love in the midst of extreme circumstances. Pain and difficulty is our lot in this troubled world. Is your heart fixed on God? Another hymn writer wrote, My soul looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary. Is that where your faith is today? Looking up to Christ, the Lamb of Calvary, abiding under his shadow. I pray that this will be your location and your place in this world of tears. I thank you for listening.